Now, the drinks industry has been accused of using non-alcoholic or zero brands to get around advertising rules. Zero products carrying recognisable brand names are popping up on public transport, sports pitches and other places where alcohol products are banned from being shown. The industry says that these ads promote responsible drinking, but others see it as a more cynical move. Gavin O'Callaghan has been looking into the subject.
There were some major changes to alcohol advertising rules in 2019. Brands could no longer be displayed on public transport, near schools or on sporting pitches. But non-alcoholic brands are not included in these rules, and some people believe there is a loophole.
We're saying that 0.0 products and the advertising of them, if they use identical branding to a master alcohol brand, we say they should be subject to the same conditions, the same advertising restrictions.
That's CEO of Alcohol Action Ireland, Sheila Gilheeny.
Which are actually quite modest. You know, all they are is saying that you can't advertise close to schools, you can't advertise in public transport, you can't advertise in the field of play of a sports match, or you can't advertise before 9pm on TV.
Ms Gilheeny believes these zero products are a way of keeping an alcohol brand's name out there. She also believes that children are seeing these ads and associating them with drink. But those in the industry say that this is wrong and insist that ads are directed at adult audiences.
All in all, these are a positive choice and a choice that supports moderation.
That's the director of Drinks Ireland, Cormac Healy.
In relation to zero alcohol alternatives and from existing brands, the reality is consumers trust those brands, they know the quality, and are more likely to choose those as an alternative to try them for the first time. It's also the case that we see that most of the consumers of non-alcohol alternatives are already consumers of a full alcohol product. So it's not as such recruiting new consumers as much as offering existing consumers a choice that supports moderation.
Some want the Irish government to implement a rule similar to one in Norway, where non-alcoholic versions cannot be advertised if they carry the same name as the alcoholic brand. Here's Norwegian journalist Lars Bevenger.
So what the breweries do to get by that ban is to give different names to the alcohol-free brands that they have that cannot be, if you like, traced back to the alcohol-producing brewery.
Mr. Bevenger said it is difficult to know how effective this rule is.
Difficult to separate where the line goes when it comes to the ban on advertising and other factors such as pricing and opening hours, availability. But what we have seen in recent years is a great increase in the number of people who choose alcohol-free alternatives, even though you're not allowed to advertise for alcohol-free beer that carries the same name as breweries that produce alcohol products.
So how does the public feel about the subject? I asked some people in Dublin.
I think they help responsible drinking, but I can't see why they should be regulated to the same extent as fully alcoholic beverages.
I think they should be part of the ban, purely because a pint is a pint to somebody who might have an issue with alcohol.
So it's more likely to promote positive consumption, yeah. That you can definitely see a change in a younger generation taking up the zeros and that, so
products, no matter whether it has 0.0 on it or not, you extend it further than it's meant. Like if you see 0.0, it's Guinness sign 0.0.
To be honest with you, the Guinness Six Nations is sort of, I know it's advertising 0.0, but that's probably, they're just getting around it, I suppose, aren't they?
It doesn't bother me at all. The zero ads, you know, it's zero alcohol, so it's fine. I do agree that alcohol should be limited to advertising, but the zeros, no, I don't think so.
In a statement to this programme, the Department of Health said that because these products are still relatively new to the market, there isn't enough evidence to determine what health impacts advertising them may have. It said it would continue to monitor emerging evidence. Cormac Healy says Drinks Ireland has some early research suggesting that advertising zero products is having an influence on habits.
And I think too, most consumers, vast majority, up to 70% of them almost, would see non-alcohol alternatives as something that offers a healthier option. And equally, I think the majority of consumers out there, based on research that we have done, would see that the availability and advertising of them does support more responsible drinking.
But for Sheila Gilheeny, a change to the law is needed.
This is a cynical thing. Let's see what we can do to reduce it. And we think what's needed is an amendment to the legislation to make explicit what was already implicit in the legislation, because it talked about, what you call advertising is the use of brands, the use of logos, and that's exactly what we're seeing at the moment. So we really are calling on the minister to show leadership in this regard.
And that was the CEO of Alcohol Action Ireland, Sheila Gilheaney, speaking at the end of that report by Gavin O'Callaghan.